Exclusive, Representative Chip Roy to offer omnibus amendment to defund DOD's Office for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. By Jacob Bliss on December 23, 2022. Representative Chip Roy, RTX, is offering an amendment to the 4,155-page $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill full of handouts on Friday that would defund the U.S. Department of Defense's Office for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. The omnibus amendment offered by the Texas congressman would amend Division C of the Department of Defense Appropriations Act to include none of the funds made available by this two act may be used for the Department of Defense Office 3 for Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion. Reuters 224XML DOD Day by Breitbart News on Scribd. Last month, Roy and Senator Marco Rubio, RFL, published a report exposing wokeness at the Department of Defense, which included background information about the department's day chief. The report broke down how President Joe Biden's administration uses the U.S. military to promote critical race theory, sex reassignment procedures, and drag queen story hours for children and shield woke and incompetent leaders from accountability. The Department of Defense's priority should be training the men and women of our armed forces to be a united, lethal, and battle-ready force primed to defend the United States and her interests at a moment's notice, Roy said at the release of the report. Instead, Biden's woke Pentagon is using taxpayer dollars to promote blatant anti-American ideology. It has to stop. We need to end this politicization of our military and keep our armed forces focused on defending our national security. As Breitbart News previously noted, the massive legislative package, released mere days ago and passed by the Senate on Thursday with the help of 18 Republicans on a 68-29 margin, would fund the government through September 2023 and is likely the last piece of legislation this Congress will vote on before the Republicans take control of the House in January. The Senate-passed legislation is riddled with thousands of earmarks, which lawmakers add to bills to advance their own narrow political priorities. The Congressional Research Service defines earmarks as spending provisions included in bills to benefit a specific entity or state, locality, or congressional district other than through a statutory or administrative formula or competitive award process. As Breitbart News' Sean Moran wrote on Tuesday, the legislation gives $45 billion in military and economic aid to Ukraine, which, added to the $66 billion lawmakers have already approved for the purpose, brings the sum of American taxpayers' dollars going to the country to over $110 billion. Reportedly, American taxpayers have given more aid to Ukraine in 2022 than was sent to Afghanistan, Israel, and Egypt combined in 2020. The enormous spending bill also designates a part of the national capital as a Ukrainian independence park. The park would include information on the importance of the independence, freedom, and sovereignty of Ukraine and the solidarity between the people of Ukraine and the United States. On Thursday morning, before the Senate passed the bloated legislation in the upper chamber, former President Donald Trump, who has already declared he is running for president, said in a video that everyone should vote no on the ludicrous, unacceptable omnibus bill that is crammed with left-wing disasters, Washington betrayals, and special interest sellouts. Every single Republican should vote no on the ludicrous, unacceptable $1.7 trillion omnibus spending bill. It's a disaster for our country. And it also happens to be a disaster for the Republican Party because they can stop it, Trump explained in a video released on Truth Social. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.